This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Last week's passage from Jeremiah, Bishop Ryan pointed out to us the ways that Jeremiah is addressing a people caught in the between, from stuck between this place and the other place, on their way to something but not yet there. And today's passage from Jeremiah picks up with that theme, but it helps those folks to look toward a future. Jeremiah's passage today speaks to those who are indeed waiting for the thing to come, but has a lot to say about what sort of future they should expect. Jeremiah promises that God will watch over them to build and to plant, that God will be with them in that next place, and that the things that they plant will bear fruit. We had a very lively week here at St. David's. As of yet, I haven't yet encountered one that isn't lively, but this was one that was lively as well, particularly on our parking lot, oddly enough. We had a lot of activity on our parking lot this week. On Wednesday night, we had over 140 people who came together to pray for migration with dignity, to stand together and say, our migrant neighbors deserve better than they currently have, and to say that while we may want lawful borders, we don't want our neighbors to live in fear. And yesterday morning, we came together in costumes and with bunny rabbits and balloon artists for our trunk or treat. And we had maybe 60 folks there, although Chuck says don't trust a clergy person's numbers for who came. But you can trust the 140 count because we had someone out there counting. But we had a lovely crowd yesterday morning for the trunk or treat. We had both parishioner families, folks who I see here week after week, and school families who leave their children in our care day after day, and also new folks who just wanted to be a part of something fun on a Saturday morning in October. And we came together for all of that joy and silliness and beauty. And we did both of those gatherings in the name of Christ. And I would say, under the promise of a future, just like Jeremiah gives to his people, those two gatherings were both about naming the future. A future in which we don't have to terrorize each other in order, we don't pretend we have to terrorize each other in order to protect our nation. And a future in which those children grow to know St. David's not only as a place with fun and candy in the parking lot, but a place of faith and growth inside our walls too. All of that future, just like God has promised the people and who heard Jeremiah's words, watch over them to build and to plant. We gather and point to a future because we know this is a place with a rich past. Almost 200 years of faithful folks gathering in these walls, of small children learning from fun and silliness and growing into the full stature of Christ, of St. David's using its voice and resources to protect those most marginalized in our community. We know of that past because we have been richly protected and cared for, such that we have this beautiful building that recently restored that we've all invested in, such that we have that parking lot even, that we maintain it and keep the plants growing in it and keep the asphalt level and well painted and all of the things that take into even keeping that small piece of our property functional. All of that done by those who came before us, and all of that as a provision for the future we believe that God has laid out for us. Jeremiah says that in that future, God's law will be on the heart of God's people, that each will know God, that the covenant, instead of being a thing that we wait for, like Moses brought it down from the mountain, we'll each have it written in our hearts. that each of us will know something about that future that God has protected, that God is imagining for us, that those in the past built and plant for, and that we now take ownership of. This is the season in which we ask you to make provision for that future alongside us. When we ask for your financial commitments to this place, to its now, and to that future. Yes, God is planting that future, building that future, is ready to meet us in that future, and it takes each of us with that law on our hearts, with that understanding that all that we have is because those who came before us provided for it, and that all of it is meant to be used for God's will. It takes each of us making that commitment to give back, to invest in this place, and to that future. We cannot have gatherings like the ones we had this week if you don't provide for it. It's as simple as that. But more than that, I believe our faithful responses are part of how God builds that future for us. Not just by providing the resources, but by freeing us from the fear and anxiety of what is to come. By helping us to trust in God's love, to know that we have enough now, and we will have enough in the future that comes. That God is ready to meet us there and protect us there. And so we have enough to give away, to give back, to say thanks, to share what we have. And that is the invitation this time of year. We need it to plan for that future. To be totally frank, we have to make a budget, and we have to know what's going to come in order to do that. It would be irresponsible not to. But also, we want to know of your partnership with us. This church depends on each and every one of us contributing to its growth, to what has been built, and what has been planted here. And we want to know that we move forward with you alongside and pitching in and building up these things that God has started here. God says that we will all know that law, that we will know God's covenant to us, each of us, from the least to the greatest. And especially as we look at it through this lens of stewardship, I think that means that none of us gets to say it's somebody else's job. From the least to the greatest, each of us is being invited in to participate in this future. Each of us is being asked to look over our treasure and find what of it we might be able to share with this place to build that future. From the least to the greatest, every one of us. St. David's has a beautiful future and prays together and builds that future week after week. And so I hope you will join us in investing in that. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.